For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Wednesday, May 10th. I'm your host, Doug Reed, and as always, you can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. That's R-E-I-D 34. Always open to DM anything you'd like to hear more of. Feedback, and if you could rate and review, it would be greatly appreciated on Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you hear this podcast. This is Sports Ethos presentation, and if you haven't already checked it out, go to sportsethos.com. You can find a ton of free information there. Podcasts on every major sport, DFS, fantasy sports, wagering, and we've got some great factors as well for DFS, fantasy, and wagering. And the best thing about all of our patches is it gets you access to our Discord. A ton of information, ton of insight, especially in our wagering group, which I'm a part of. Every night, there is constant back and forth on plays, on angles, on betting strategy. It's worth the price of admission to get in there and check out our Discord. So go to sportsethos.com, check out our patches, or if you have any questions, just send me a DM on Twitter. Again, it's Doug_Reed34. But as we hit another crazy day of sports, today we had two NBA playoff games, two NHL playoff games, and 15 Major League Baseball games, and we had the exact same thing again on Wednesday. So if you're a sports fan, it's a great day to be a sports fan. So let's get right at it. On the hardwood in New York tonight, we have game five of the Heat-Knicks series. The Heat are up 3-1. Looking to close out the Knicks at home. The Knicks are -4 point favorites. 209.5 is the total. You can get the Knicks on the money line at -170. You can get the Heat at +145 on the money line. And if anything, I lean here. My model kind of leans me towards the Knicks. And I think I'd probably take the +4. My model leads me towards the Heat. So if anything, I would take the Heat at +4. Can they close out the Knicks? It's one of those things. Do the Knicks kind of figure they're done? Do they think they can win tonight and go back to Miami and then come home and then win game seven again in Miami? Probably not. So if anything, I would take the Heat probably +4 in this game. I think the Knicks might win, but probably leaning towards the Heat just to cover. Next game, 10 p.m. in the East. We have the Lakers and Golden State Warriors. Also a 3-1 series lead for the Lakers. You can get the home Warriors at -7. Total here is 226. I would lean, you can get the Warriors at -300 and the Lakers +250 in the money line. I would lean towards Warriors. Laying 7 points is a little much, though. My model has this more of a 3 or 4 point game. So I'd actually take the Lakers +7. So if anything, I'm on the two road teams today, and I like the two home teams to potentially win, but I like the road teams to cover. So I would take the Lakers at +7. When I look at the numbers here, this game opened -6. Most money's come in on the Warriors and moved it to -7, but I still think I would be on the Lakers to cover this spread, probably lose, cover this spread, and go home and likely be the favorites and win after winning game six at home. Also, I'm seeing the Celtics, who lost tonight to the 76ers. So the 76ers are up 3-2 going back home. I see the Celtics, though, -2 point favorites. Interesting line. So 76ers are up 3-2 going home, and they're 2 point underdog. And total here, 214.5. I would actually lean the Sixers here. Never thought I would have been saying this a month ago, but I think the Sixers at home, 2-point favorites or 2-point underdogs against Celtics. I think I'd lean the Sixers, but we'll get to that another day or probably tomorrow. But for tonight's games, I would lean the Heat plus 4, and I would lean the Lakers plus 7. Let's head to the Diamond, where we have, again, 15 games, a huge slate. Every team is in action tonight, and we're going to run through it quickly. I'm going to hit on every game, but not going to give a lot of detailed analysis on every game. All right, in the MLB, typical Wednesday slate. Oh, well, not typical, but a lot of early games, travel day for a lot of teams. So we start 12:35 in the East. The Oakland Athletics finish their series in New York against the Yankees. For Oakland, we have a lefty, Kyle Muller, on the hill. And for the Yankees, we have righty, Johnny Brito, on the hill. You can get the Yankees at home minus 215 and Oakland on the road plus 185 in a money line. Total here is 9.5, and you can get the home Yankees on the run line at minus 105, obviously at minus 110. Not a game I'm on. I like the Yankees to win. I like them to be able to put up runs. Looking towards the run line, if I could get that closer to plus 100 or plus money, might be on them. Yankees won big today. I don't think Oakland's going to be able to get to Oakland could get the burrito, but I don't think they're going to be able to put up many runs. So when you look at the two pitchers, Muller, 34 innings, 6.62 ERA, 1.94 whip, 18 walks, way too many walks, 21 strikeouts in just 34 innings. On the flip side, Brito, 26.2 innings, 6.08 ERA, 1.46 whip, 12 walks, and 19 strikeouts. Both pitchers have been struggling. I just think a lefty in Yankee Stadium going against a full Yankees lineup is going to struggle. If anything, I would lean here to the Yankees on the run line at minus 110, but pretty much a stay away from me. Next game, 12:35 in the East. And I looked at this for a long time, but couldn't really get to a side. Colorado's in Pittsburgh to play the Pirates. The home Pirates are minus 145 in the money line. The Rockies plus 125. I think the Rockies won both games in this series. Won big again today. The total here is 8.5. Juice to the over, minus 120. So obviously money's coming in the over. And you can get the Pirates run line at plus 130. On the hill for the Rockies is Antonio Senzatella. Only pitched 5 innings, 1.8 ERA, 0.8 whip, a walk and 3 strikeouts. Kind of irrelevant, those numbers. And the veteran lefty, Rich Hill, 37 and 2/3 innings, 4.54 ERA, 1.46 whip, 11 walks, 32 strikeouts. Kind of doing his Rich Hill thing at this stage of his career. If anything, I lean towards the Rockies. Like, they're plus 140 tonight. I was tempted to take them. I didn't jump on it, but I should have because they went easy. And plus 125, I'm looking here for them to pull out the sweep. I think this is kind of a coin flip game. I don't trust Rich Hill, the lefty going against Colorado. I know Colorado, you don't want to back in the road, but Hill has struggled last couple of years. He's a very average pitcher. And if anything, I would look towards the Rockies here. The total 8.5, juicy over at minus 120. On the under, it's plus 100. Stay away from me. Not really on that. Next game, 110 in the East. I'm actually on this. Detroit Tigers are wrapping up the series against Cleveland. You can get the home Guardians at minus 130. The road Tigers at plus 110. Total here is 7.5. And I'm actually on the Tigers. And the reason being is they have Eduardo Rodriguez, their lefty, on the hill. 44 and 2/3 innings, 1.81 ERA, 0.78 whip. Just 8 walks and 39 strikeouts. So he's never been a huge strikeout guy, but 8 walks and 44 and 2/3 innings is very impressive. Peyton Battenfield is on the hill for the Guardians. 24 and 1/3 innings, 4.07 ERA, 1.19 whip, 11 walks and 21 strikeouts. Is he a prospect? They've got a couple good prospects already there in their rotation. I think he's just filling a spot. And he's kind of been hot and cold, not really doing a whole lot. But Eduardo Rodriguez has been really good this year. And what's interesting is Cleveland struggles against lefties. Rodriguez is a lefty. Their triple slash line is a batting average of 220. So this is Cleveland's triple slash line against lefties. Their batting average 220, 26th in the major leagues. Their on-base percentage 295, 25th in the major leagues. And they're slugging against lefties 341, 29th. So they do not hit lefties well at all. They've struggled against everybody this year. I mean, decent pitching, but an offense that just is not generating runs, and they really struggle against lefties. Rodriguez is a lefty. So only plus 110 on the money line, but I did take on FanDuel, grab that money line. I also see it on DK at plus 110. So Rodriguez has pitched well. I think he can do it again. And I don't necessarily trust Battenfield. I don't love the Tigers' offense, but I think Rodriguez kind of trumps that. So I'm going to grab the Tigers at plus 110. Next game I'm also on, 140 in the East. LA Dodgers are in Milwaukee. You can get the road Dodgers minus 165 on the money line. The home Brewers at plus 140. Total here is 8. And I actually got it earlier, at 8.5. And I took the under. So if you can get 8.5, I definitely shop around, try and find it. Even 8. I see on DraftKings 110 on the under. I would look to take that. And I grabbed the Dodgers run line at minus 1.5, obviously. I grabbed it at FanDuel at plus 106. On DK, I see it about minus 105. I would play it anywhere to minus 110. And the reason being is this. Both pitchers are lefties. So Clayton Kershaw starts for the Dodgers. 44 and two-thirds innings. 2.53 ERA. 0.98 whip. 10 walks, 48 strikeouts. Not just doing his typical Clayton Kershaw things. He's been really, really good this year. Wade Miley is on the bump for Milwaukee. Also a lefty. 35 innings, 2.31 ERA, 1.06 whip, just 6 walks, 21 strikeouts. So he's not striking a lot of guys out and not walking anybody. Very much a pitch-to-contact kind of guy at this stage of his career. However, both teams are terrible against lefties. That's why I'm on the under. So the Dodgers, to start, against lefties, are batting just 193, 30th, last, dead last in Major League Baseball. 294, on-base percentage 26th. In Major League Baseball, and their slugging is 376, which is 25th. Flip that the other side. Milwaukee is against lefties, batting average 213, 27th in Major Leagues. Their on-base percentage 279, 29th, second worst. And their slugging is 331, which is the worst. Now, the Dodgers just beat up on Eric Lauer tonight. So I think they can extend this a little more. I have a little more faith in the Dodgers, hence I'm backing them in the run line. And Miley's numbers are good, but he's pitched well, but not against as good competition as Kershaw has. And Kershaw has just been phenomenal. 42 and two-thirds innings, 48 strikeouts. He's been dominating versus Miley, 35 innings, 21 strikeouts. That's not domination. He's pitched well. He's pitching the contact. I don't think you want to pitch against a Dodgers contact. And I think we all know that when the Dodgers win, a huge percentage of their games go to the over the run line. So I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, but I think Kershaw can really shut down the Brewers. So I'm on the Dodgers run line at plus 106, and I'm also on the under 8.5, which I got earlier on DraftKings. It was juiced to minus 115. So if you can get a minus 8, I'd probably lean that, but as well, but look around for the minus 115. 340 in the East, we have the Miami Marlins at Arizona. And just pulling this game up here, Edward Cabrera goes for the fish, and Merrill Kelly is on the hill for the D-backs. You can get the D-backs at home minus 145. Miami plus 125. Total here is 8.5. Juice to the over at minus 120. So obviously money coming in on the over. I'm not on this game, but Cabrera comes in. Interesting pitcher for this year and last year. Young pitcher. 32 innings pitched, 4.78 ERA, 1.66 whip, 26 walks, 44 strikeouts. So 32 innings, 26 walks. The guy's got to stop that. He ain't going to last very long. He's got fantastic stuff, but you can't walk 26 batters in 32 innings and expect to survive. in the majors. Merrill Kelly on the flip side, 39 and third innings. 2.75 ERA, 1.19 whip, 19 walks, 40 strikeouts, been doing well. And if anything, I lean towards D-backs, but at minus 145, I'm not really sure I can back Kelly. Miami's batting order obviously is struggling, weak offense. But if Cabrera's on, he can do a lot of things. But if he's walking and he's not, then he can really struggle. You can get Diamondbacks at plus 135 in the run line. There might be some value there, but I'm staying away from this. If anything, I'd probably lean towards the run line, expecting Kelly and the D-backs to do well and win by a couple runs. 340 in the East. We have Texas Rangers at the Seattle Mariners. And I'm not seeing any pitchers. I don't know why that is right now. There we go. I'm pulling up a different line. For Seattle at home, you can get the minus 190 on the money line. You can get the Road Rangers at plus 160. Total here is 7. So low scoring game expected, juiced to the over at minus 120. So obviously money's coming in the over. And you can get the home Mariners at plus 110 on the run line. Dane Dunning starts for Texas. 25 and a third innings, 1.42 ERA, 6 walks, 14 strikeouts, 0.79 whip. He's very much a pitch to contact guy. Has been limiting his walks, which is good. His 0.79 whip, don't really think that's going to last. He had a good year last year, kind of up. Not a good year. He was good for streaming. If you're a fantasy baseball player, he's good to stream, but hard to really tell long-term what he was going to do. So had an interesting year last year. Luis Castillo, on the other hand, which is now the kind of de facto with Logan Gilbert ace for the Mariners, now that Robbie Ray is out for the year, has pitched 41 and two-thirds innings, 2.38 ERA, 0.91 whip, 9 walks, and 43 strikeouts, so having a great start to the year. If anything, I would lean towards the Mariners, but a minus 190, can't really touch that. And a run line of plus 110, the Mariners' bats have just been struggling. I can't back them to a run line.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Texas bats have been doing quite well, so stay away from me. Excuse me. Next game in San Francisco, 345 in the East. We have the Washington Nationals at the Giants. The home Giants are minus 155 on the money line. The road Nats are plus 135. And the total here is between 8.5 and 9. And I suggest shopping around because I'm actually on this. I got it earlier on FanDuel at 9. I took the under at minus 110. I'm seeing on DK right now, it is 8.5 with the under at plus 100 and the over at minus 120. So definitely trying to entice you to take the under. And the reason being is two pitchers on the hill. Josiah Gray goes for the Nats, 38 and two-thirds inning, 3.03 ERA, 1.34 whip, 15 walks and 37 strikeouts. And Sean Manaea, the lefty for the Giants, 23 and third innings, 7.33 ERA, 1.63 WHIP, 13 walks and 27 strikeouts. But really, the angle here is the Washington does well against left, or not well, but they're average against lefties. But Minaya has been pitching quite well, and I don't think San Francisco. This game went under. I was on the under tonight, and hit. And Gray's been pitching well lately, and Minaya has he got blown up in Mexico City, so his numbers look a lot worse than they are. But he's been pitching pretty decently lately, and I don't really think that the Nats are going to be able to get to him for many runs. So I'm a little surprised. That's a number come out of 9. That's why I jumped on it early. I think this game's going to go under. Oracle Park in San Francisco is definitely a pitcher's park. So could be tough to score some runs. And think that 9 or even 8.5, although the under, well, I see the under, like I said, a plus 100. Money's clearly coming in on the over on that. I would look to the under here. If you can get it at 9, grab it at 9 like I did earlier and run with that. 4-5 in the East, we have the Jays in Toronto Blue Jays in Philadelphia to play the face the Phillies. This is basically a coin flip game, minus 110 on either side. Total here is 8.5. And for Toronto, Kevin Gausman is starting, 42 innings pitched, 3.86 ERA, 1.19 WHIP. On the flip side, Zach Wheeler is going for the Phils, 38 innings, 4.26 ERA. 1.24 WHIP, 11 walks, 46 strikeouts. Gausman has just, I don't think I said that, but 42 innings, 7 walks, and 58 strikeouts. He's been pitching really well. 2-3 record. You know what? Ever since he came in Toronto, he seemed to have some hard luck with the Jays backing him. But I would look to back the Jays here. It's basically a coin flip, minus 110 each way. I think the bats of the Jays are doing better. I think they're a deeper lineup, and I think Gausman can have a little bit of success. So not on this game, but if I had to pick, I would pick the Jays at minus 110. Next game, 4-7 in the East. Houston Astros are in L.A. to face the Angels. You can get the Astros on the road as the favorites, minus 115, the money line. You can get the home Angels at minus 105. Total here is at 9, but juice to the over, minus 125. So it's certainly, clearly money is coming in the over. You can get the under 9 at plus 105. Christian Javier starts for Houston, 40 and two-thirds inning, 3.54 ERA. 1.06 WHIP, just 9 walks and 43 strikeouts, having a very good year. Griffin Canning on the other side for the Angels has been up and down, hot and cold. And if you track this guy for the last 4 or 5 years of his career, when he's on, he's a very good pitcher. He's got some velocity on his fastball and some movement on his off-speed pitches. And he's been kind of hot and cold, just 20 and a third innings this year, 5.31 ERA, 1.33 WHIP, just 8 walks, which is typical of him, and 18 strikeouts, which is not typical. 20 and a third innings, 18 strikeouts. He's more of a strikeout per inning, more than a strikeout per inning kind of guy. So he's been pitching well, but not great. And if anything, I would lean toward the Astros here. I like Javier. I like what he's been doing. I like their lineup a little bit better. They're starting a little healthier. Jordan Alvarez is back in the lineup, waiting for Altuve to get back, obviously. But they are playing a little better. And I would lean on the Stros today in this game. We can take a quick break. And when I get back, finish the night on the diamond and hit a couple games in the NHL. And back to the diamond, the Tampa Bay Rays are in Baltimore, 6:35 in the East is the start time. You can get the MLB best Rays at minus 120 in the money line and the O's at home plus 100. Total here is 9.5, juice to the under at minus 120. Some money coming in the under and maybe dropping down to 9 for Tampa. You have Jalen Beeks, who's I'm pretty sure going to be an opener, you know, maybe 2 innings if he's doing well, maybe 3, but the way Tampa goes, probably not. 16 innings pitched, 6.75 ERA, not good. 1.44 WHIP, not good. 10 walks, brutal. 11 strikeouts, not bad. But you know what? He's going to go 1 innings, one inning, maybe two, and it'll be done. You have righty Dean Kramer for the O's. 35 and two-thirds innings, 5.8 ERA, 1.54 whip. Both of those are brutal numbers. 11 walks, 28 strikeouts. And the fact is he's pitching in Camden Yard. So I think runs will be at a premium like they have the last couple of days. That's why the under 9.5 is juiced to minus 120. Obviously getting money on the under. The books are looking for you to take the over, but I can't really go an over 9.5. So 10 runs or more at Camden Yards, I don't think that's going to happen. If anything, I would lean towards a raise at minus 120. I think that's a pretty reasonable price. On the run line, you can get a plus 135. But you never really know. Beeks has not been pitching well, but when the Rays go into a bullpen game, don't really like to go against them because they have a fantastic bullpen. So I would lean the Rays at minus 120 in the money line, and I would lean the under on minus 9.5. Next game in Cincinnati, we have the Mets wrapping up this series against the Reds. You can get the home Reds as the underdog at plus 140. The Mets as minus 165 favorite. Total here is 9. Juice to the under at minus 115. So obviously money coming in the under. And it's interesting that number because Justin Verlander is on the hill. Pointless to talk about his stats this year. 5 innings pitched. Irrelevant. Hunter Green on the other side. 33 and two-thirds innings this year. 3.74 ERA, 1.43 whip, 12 walks and 47 strikeouts. Doing his Hunter Green kind of thing, but he has been hit and he's been getting up a little too much, too many walks and too many base runners. So I'd be backing Verlander here in basically his second start of the year at minus 165, too high for me. On the run line, you can get the Mets at minus 105. I think that's probably the better price. I'm not really that keen to play that. I think Verlander is going to win. I think he's obviously the better pitcher. But the Mets' bats have been struggling. And if Hunter Green gets going, he can dominate for sure. Although, as we've seen so many times in his young career, he can get knocked around. And both these guys have the ability to give up the long ball. So they give up a base runner or two and a long ball. All of a sudden, you're putting up more runs on the board, and we're getting close to that 9 number. So I'm not really touching the number at 9. If anything, I would lean towards the under because Verlander's on the hill. But not stay away from me. And I would lean towards the Mets run line at minus 1.5, but only minus 105 on the juice. So probably stay away. It is a stay away from me there as well. Next game, 7:40 in the Chicago White Sox are in Kansas City to wrap up their AL Central series. You can get the White Sox at minus 130 on the money line and the home Royals plus 110. Total here is 9, just the over at minus 125. So obviously money coming in the over. You can get the under at minus or plus 105. And I haven't pulled the trigger on this yet, but Lance Lynn is starting for Chicago. And 39-30 innings, 6.86 ERA, 1.53 whip. That ain't Lance Lynn. Like, he's been brutal. He struggled last year to start, but he's a much better pitcher than that. 15 walks and 50 strikeouts. So 15 walks is not his usual MO, and 50 strikeouts is his usual MO. So he's been pitching a little better lately, but he's still, you know, he's gone 4 or 5 innings the last couple starts and done well, and then seems to blow up at that 5 or 6 inning mark. However, he's going against Kansas City, so I think he may be able to get through that. Kansas City throws Brad Keller out there, who has really struggled. 34 and two-thirds innings, 4.67 ERA, 1.82 whip. That is brutal. 28 walks and 25 strikeouts. So more walks and strikeouts. 32 and a third innings, he's got 28 walks. So I'm not really sure how Kansas City stays in this game. Chicago, you can get the minus 130 in the money line. I'm leaning towards that. I like them at the, you know, they hit the run line tonight for me. 120 on the run line. I'm probably leaning towards that. I'm not quite there yet, but I think you're going to take it. I think Lance Lynn is this close to not breaking out, but getting things back on track. And against Kansas City, it's pretty good formula, especially in Kauffman Stadium. So look at the 130 money line for the White Sox, but probably going to grab the plus 120 run line because I think they should, Lance Lynn should be able to hold them down, and I think Keller will not be able to slow down the White Sox. Second last game, 7:40 in the East. The Padres are in Minnesota to wrap up their series with the Twins. Twins are minus 125 favorites. You can get the Padres at plus 105. Total here is 8.5. Juice to the under, minus 120. So obviously money coming in on the under. And I would actually lean towards the under. If you can get a 115, 110 number close to game time on the under, I think I would lean there. Because Seth Lugo is on the hill for San Diego. And he's actually pitched quite well this year. 33 2/3 innings, 3.21 ERA, 1.34 whip, just 8 walks, 31 strikeouts. And on the flip side, Pablo Lopez is on the hill for Minnesota. 43 innings, 3.77 ERA, just 10 walks, 54 strikeouts, and 1.09 whip. He's been hit a little bit in the last couple outings, but he's pitched really well for Minnesota this year. And San Diego's bats are struggling. Minnesota's bats are struggling. So two decent pitchers. I mean, Lugo's kind of more of a career reliever, spot starter. Lopez pitched well in Miami, pitched really well in Miami at home, but not on the road. And came to Minnesota, had a few really good starts, hit in the last couple starts. I just think neither of these offenses are going to get to these two pitchers. So total 8.5. I can see why it's juiced up to minus 120 under. Obviously, money's money coming in the under. If you can get a under 8.5, anywhere south of minus 120, so minus 110, minus 115, that's what I would look at. Money line, I'm not really sure where I'm going here. I'm probably going to stay away from this. Last game of the night, and I don't see a line on this, oddly enough. The Cardinals are in Chicago. 7:40, Jordan Montgomery starting for the Cards, and Justin Steele is starting for the Cubs. I see a line, but I don't see a total. Cardinals are minus 1.5. Minus 105 as the underdogs. And the Cubs with Justin Steele are minus 115 as the favorites. Montgomery comes in 41 innings pitched, 3.29 ERA, 9 walks, 38 strikeouts, 1.22 whip. Justin Steele, the lefty, two lefties here, comes in 43 1/3 innings, 1.45 ERA, 11 walks, 36 strikeouts, 0.95 whip. And he actually has a 5-0 record. And I think the number here is we're waiting to see where the wind. The last couple of days, the wind has been blowing in at Chicago, so it's been a low total. Typical Cubs kind of game. We're going to wait to see where the wind is blowing. If it's blowing out, it's going to be probably 8.5, 9. If it's blowing in, it's going to be 8, 7.5 kind of number. I actually like the Cards here. Cards have a much better offense. Their pitching just has been brutal. But Montgomery's done a fairly good job, and I'm not buying the Cubs. I know the Cubs have been doing all right this year. Their offense is a little better. Their pitching is doing all right. You know, here's for example, Justin Steele's 5-0 with a 1.45 ERA and a 0.95 whip. I'm not buying that he's that good a pitcher. Hats off to the guy for doing well this year, but if anything, I would lean towards Montgomery and kind of a coin, not quite a coin flip, but minus 105. I wouldn't bet on this yet. You're probably going to be listening to this in the morning, the afternoon. I'd wait to see what this number is because I think the Cubs are going to grab a little bit of steam here, and it's going to be pushed up to minus 120, minus 125, and you could potentially get plus money on Montgomery and the Cardinals. Call it even money at plus 100, plus 105, plus 110. That's what I'd wait. If I would wait closer to game time for this, and a bit of betting strategy with Major League Baseball. I mean, the numbers come out kind of mid-afternoon the day before. So I'm recording this the night before. These numbers moved a little. They're probably going to move a fair bit in the morning. Not a fair bit. They'll move in the morning and then right before game time. So this game is until 7:40 p.m. on Wednesday. So this number's come out. Hasn't moved a lot since it came out. Just let me pull this number up. The Cards and the Cubs. Yeah, it came out at I'm showing this coming out at a total of 8. It's down to 7.5 on another site. The money line was minus 115 for the Cards now at minus 105. That's a little surprising because I actually thought it would be going the other way. Yeah, and the Cubs came out as minus 105. They're now minus 125. I would wait until close to game time. I think more money comes in. Wait to see that. If you can get.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.